see Mr. Joe.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Okay. All right. If you looked in the dictionary, you'd probably find quite a few examples of and definitions of what being a father is. So a father can be somebody that has a child, somebody that can be somebody that begins something, like a country, like George Washington's considered the father of our country, right? A father can be an older person, a father can be a younger person, they can be many things. A father can be your dad, it could be your stepdad. Sometimes they can be somebody that treats us as if they were their, they were our dad. And sometimes that father could be a pastor, a teacher, somebody that teaches important things. So what kind of things does your dad teach you? What are some things that your dad has taught you? What do you think?
Fishing.
Fishing.
How to throw a complicated fishing rod.
That's awesome.
How to find decimals.
How to find decimals. Pass this around. What's something that your dad's taught you to do?
Listen.
Listen.
Fish.
Sing ABCs?
No.
How to plant a garden.
There you go.
Awesome. So these are all great things that your dads have taught you to do. Okay. But sometimes kids don't necessarily have a dad that's always there. But they might have a stepdad, a granddad, or a great friend, an aunt, an uncle, or somebody that lives right close to them that seems just like a dad to them. There's a story in the Bible sort of like that. A leader in the city was like a father. So in this story, there was a young boy named Samuel. His mother took him to the temple, which is like a church, to be taught by the priest Eli. And Eli taught Samuel how to listen to God. And Samuel grew from a young boy into a very great man of God because he learned to listen to God. So much like that, we can be thankful for having a father that loves us or for having someone that treats us like a father to us. And that's what this day is all about. So there's always a father that's always promised that he will always be with us. That father is God, our protector. We can trust him completely, and he wants you to talk to him every day. And how can we talk to God?
Pray.
We can pray. So praying is talking to God like you talk to anybody else. God loves us so much and wants us to love him too. So why don't we talk to him right now? Can you pray with me? Father, thank you for letting us celebrate Father's Day.
Thank you for letting us celebrate Father's Day.
Thank you for people that can be like a father to us. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father.
Thank you for being our Heavenly Father.
And thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. Thanks.